This is Ujjala Nilamani class, and we're continuing with chapter 1, discussing about vibhav, the vibhav alamban, which means the hero, the basic qualities of the hero, the lover, the heroic lover, Sri Krishna. We heard about his physical qualities and psychic and emotional qualities, and we heard that he's an expert speaker, speaks very pleasantly, and his body is very beautiful, and all his 21 different qualities, physical and mental and emotional qualities, were given to define and describe Krishna as the hero, perfect hero of Madhurya Ras. And now, yesterday we were talking about Udipan. Udipan is also one aspect of vibhav. It's one of the five components of ras. There's stayirati, then vibhav, then anabhav, then sattvic bhav, and sanchari bhav. It makes five. And they combine together and create amazing, astonishing, pleasure-giving taste throughout the mind and heart and body and senses. Everything of the person's being becomes totally enlivened and inspired. So we were speaking yesterday about Udipan, the Alamban Vishaya is the persons, the people, and the Udipan Vishaya is the places, the objects, the places, Krishna's flute, Krishna's peacock feather, the way Krishna's walks, Krishna's name, anything connected with Krishna which sparks remembrance of Krishna, reminds the devotee of Krishna and inspires the devotee to remember Krishna as his beloved, in the case of the gopis. So there's some nice examples of Udipan in this Gita Govinda by Sri Jayadev Goswami. And I want just to read those just to increase our appreciation of Krishna's, what are those factors of love that play such an important role in Krishna's Leela. So this is one verse from Act 1, Gita Govinda, verse 28. This verse describes the Udipan Vibhav, the excitants, the stimulants to Krishna's, that stimulate and excite Krishna's heart with romantic feelings and great interest in being with Radharani and vice versa. Lalita Lavanga Lata Parishilana Komala Maila Samire Marukarani Kara Karambita Kokila Kujita Kunja Kutire. It's very beautiful. Viharati Harir Iha Sarasa Vasante Nirti Yuvati Jana Nena Samam Saki Virahi Janasya Durante. Lalita Lavanga Lata Parishilana. The translation, of course, one gopi is speaking to Radharani. O Saki Radha, alas, springtime is excruciating, means very painful, for the forlorn and lonely hearted. Don't look, the Malaya breeze is so enchanting as he arrives and impetuously embraces the tender, charming creepers again and again. The forest bower is permeated with the sweet kuhu sound of the cuckoos and the drone of bees as they bumble to and fro. Moreover, if you put a different color object, a new one, I guess, if you put a different color object in front of the crystal, then it takes on the color. A red ball next to a crystal ball will make the crystal ball appear red. It absorbs the radiance of the red light spectrum in its facets, then reflects that red spectrum of color through the facets, and the crystal is now appearing red. So with this, in the same way, we take on the qualities of association. So the gopis say, your name is Gopal, you're protecting and tending the cows. But because you're always associating with day and night with the cows, then you also have an intelligence. Your intelligence is like a cow. You have Pasha Buddhi. Pasha means animal. And you're trying to play games like chess, Pasha Kela, and intelligence, and riddles. We say riddles, you can never figure them out. Any game that requires intelligence, when you challenge us, you invariably lose because you're stupid. But when you play power games like water splashing, even then sometimes we get the upper hand. Radharani defeats Krishna in a miserable way. He says, uncle, uncle, I surrender, you know. This American style. Someone's beating you, you say, uncle, uncle. I don't know why. He's nowhere around, but you say, uncle. Okay, okay, it's like white flag, I submit, I surrender. So this, it makes their, when they hear this Udipana of Krishna's flute, their hearts become disturbed. It makes the jeweled tiaras, little tiny, little crown, tiara, little small crown, little chandrika, turning towards Krishna, little paisley type design, it's called chandrika. And in Berkeley, California, in the temple, the San Francisco temple, Srila Prabhupada came there when they opened that new temple, moved the deities from San Francisco, Jagannath, Radha Gokulananda, Govindaji by himself, no Radharani, and Gornitai. They were moved to Berkeley, and Prabhupada, the devotees dressed, the Pujari dressed Radharani, and she had this chandrika, little small tiara, like a little hairband, like ladies wear hairbands or something. Just a little, it goes along the hairline like this. Not a big thing, it's small. Then a little thing like this, you know, curves like this. It can go like that, or it can go like this. Like we call it paisley. Paisley is like the number six, the note six. It goes like this, you know, like this. So you can, if you put it up, it's going down. But if you turn it upside down, then it goes like this or like that. So that's prop. So that was not done correctly, and because we didn't know so much of the inner rasic meanings. So Srila Prabhupada, he called the head pujari, and that head pujari, I later was trained by him to do puja work in 1977 for the Radha Krishna. So he showed me that cherished picture of Prabhupada's hand drawing of Radharani's tiara, her mukut, Radharani's crown. And by hand, Prabhupada drew the tiara with the chandrika. And he told the Hevajari, he said, see, this is the tiara. But the chandrika is supposed to go turn towards Krishna. Because Radharani is on the left-hand side of Krishna, so the chandrika is supposed to go that way. Because everything about Radharani is full of Mahabhav. So all of Radharani's bhav and her feelings are not going away from Krishna, they're going towards Krishna. Right? Krishna's here, and the chandrika goes like this. Now if the chandrika goes like that, it's just like if I'm talking to you and you're going like this, you're looking the other way, and you're saying, yeah, that's nice, you know. That's extremely rude and not very loving. So, because that's the people and their eyes, and we're expressing our feelings through the direction that we point our face and the movements of our eyes, etc. So that's, we're limited because we're conditioned souls. But Radharani, her feelings are expressed through her clothing. Her clothing is Mahabhav. And there's a prayer in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Premamboja Makaranda. And it's by Raghunath Das Goswami from Stavavali. And since the Chaitanya Charitamrita arose from the combined Sangha of Krishnas Kaviraj and Raghunath Das Goswami, much of the narration of the Gambhir Leela, Puri Leela was directly seen by Raghunath Das during 16 years living there. And Kaviraj Goswami never went to Puri. He was in Navadvipa and he came to Vrindavan, to Shamakund. So then a devotee said, listen, you're a great writer. You wrote Govinda Lilamrita. Why don't you write this book about Lord Chaitanya, the Amrit? You wrote the Amrit of Govinda, Astakali Lila. So why don't you write the Amrit of Lord Chaitanya? You're always writing in Sanskrit, but we request you to present this in Bengali. So then he presented in Bengali. So there he copied that prayer from Raghunath Das Goswami, who obviously wrote it before. So in that prayer, it's an amazing. It says your red lipstick is your covered anger, your the cudgel around your eyes is your man, and all everything, every aspect of her body is some aspect of Mahabhav or Prem. Her ornaments, her clothing. So there's nothing, there's not, no such thing as mundane textiles, cotton, silk, rayon, wool, like us. We have a skin and a atma and bones and all these departments. There's quite a categorical difference between our bones and our heart, our feelings and our bones, our feelings and our toes. But Radharani's toes are full of Mahabhav. Her toenails, her eyelashes, and the hair on her head and the rings on her finger. Because everything is conscious. Everything is transcendental. Everything is Satchitananda. There's nothing, no prakriti, nothing material. It's not, I have a human body with a spirit soul inside and I'm covered with wool in the winter or cotton in the summer. So there's, it's all one. There's no inside or outside of Krishna. Krishna says, I am inside everything and outside of everything. So we have outside and inside our body and outside. But for them, it's from outside to inside of their transcendental bodies, it's all Mahabhav. And anything covering or touching their body is Mahabhav. And all personal. All their ornaments have names. Radharani wears a Navaratna jewel on her, it's called armlet, on her arm, both sides. On one side she wears 9 jewels to pacify the 9 planetary rulers, Surya, Chandra, and Shani, and Venus, etc. They all have their gems which they like. So she has a diamond and a ruby and pearl and blue sapphire and gold maid and coral. Each of these gems, 9 of them, 1 for each of the planet. So many people wear such things as a necklace, pendant, or armlet, because it's considered auspicious and you get the favor of the planetary rulers and it neutralizes some negativities. The energies that are generated by that combination of gems. This is the Vedic idea. But here in Radharani's land of Prema and Mahabhav, that armlet has a name. It's called Hari Rangada. Hari Rangada. Hari is Krishna. And Ranga means play or delight. And Da means gives. So this armlet on Radharani's arm will give great delight to Hari. Or this another meaning, because Hari means Krishna, Bhagavan. But Hari also means thief, chore. So when Krishna sees Radharani's beautiful arms, her golden arms are very graceful and beautifully shaped and long and like resembling the softness and shape of a lotus stem. In the Indian poetry, it's considered as different parts of the woman's body. Some should be broad and fat or plump, and some should be thin. And there's different standards of beauty. The woman's form represents beauty. So the arms, if the arms are thin, of course, what that means, it's, that's in your own subjective analysis. Mine are thin. And so you might say, no, they're fat. So I don't know how you decide what's the standard of ideal thinness. But this term is used, lotus stems, arms. Because when we describe Radharani's thighs of her legs, we don't say lotus stems. mean, skinny legs. We say they're like banana stalks. They're very, because a banana stalk, as you can see it right there in the yard, it's thick on the bottom. It's thick and it's very moist and very shiny. Then it gets thinner as it goes up. So the thighs are thick at the top and they become thinner, thinner as they go towards the knees. Yes? I think basic human anatomy. And then they're so round and shiny and soft. And so this analogy is there. So that's nice to have, not to have lotus stem legs is not good. It's not considered an aspect of beauty. So Radharani is perfectly beautiful. And it's interesting, no matter what we talk about, even though we're talking only about the hero, then Radharani's always there. Because the hero is always with Radharani. And this verse is telling, the hero is playing the flute, and who's hearing it, and who's responding it, and who's being transformed? The lovers, the beloveds, the gopis. Says that Krishna's flute, he makes their jeweled tiaras whirl and their elegant floral decorations fall. It drives away the irrepressible suffering of the celestials who have been sundered by the arrogant infernals. They really made a very simple English language here. What they're saying is that all of you are pretty smart in English also. Although it's your second language. But what he's saying is that demigods are always getting attacked and subjugated by the demons, the asuras, Bali Maharaj and Kansa and Hiranyakashipu, etc. So they don't feel any hope. But when they hear Vishnu's conch shell blowing or Krishna's flute, then they get some hope. It removes their suffering. Oh, help is on the way. Vishnu is coming. Or if they hear Krishna's flute, which is, I wonder if they can even. But it says it drives away the irrepressible suffering of the celestials who have been sundered, which means conquered and subjugated and controlled by the arrogant infernals. Arrogant means proud, and infernal means hell. The inferno, the oven, actually also means oven and stove and all these inferno. Like we say furnace, there's a word in English called furnace, where you heat up your house with a big motor and apparatus to turn oil into hot air and goes through ducts around your house. It's called a furnace, like a big stove, So that's even, this is the Prabhav, the hearts of the gopis and all the way up to the Swarga and the heavenly planets. And the doe-eyed gopis become stunned, stumba. So then if you read this, stunned. So they heard the flute, their vibhav, alamban, prema shraya, nastairati is madarati. And they heard the flute, and that created so many feelings, and then that udipan, which is part of the feelings or part of the vibhav, it created additional feelings. So then they started bewilderment as an anubhav. And then they're moving of their tiaras, and then it says here, they become stunned. The moving of the tiara is now sattvic bhavas. Because the anubhavas are oftentimes voluntary, but the sattvic bhavas are involuntary. They hear the flute and they say, oh, Sakhi, let's go, Krishna called me. So that shouting out, that exclaiming, that's, you're willfully, thinkingly doing that. Oh, I love you. You might say, oh, I love you so much. And you're saying that, but at the same time, your hairs are standing on end. Because the being with the beloved, then your response is, you say, I love you so much. So that's voluntary. And you're not, stop standing on end. Stop sweating. Stop trembling. Sometimes two lovers are so excited to be with each other. As soon as they meet, they're both actually quivering. The lips are quivering. Generally, the woman's lips, upper lip, will quiver a little bit. And then the man it's all part of the arousing and exciting of the loving sentiments between a lover and a beloved. To be a little analytical about it. And our acharyas, they describe all these things. There's a name for that particular condition during romantic exchanges when the lady's lips start quivering slightly, and saying the lady, the man maybe also, but that particular, that's a sanchari bhav, one of the 33 sanchari bhavs. It's called hela. Hela means... So when we hear, first it says their crowns on their head, their tiaras with the chandrika fell off. That means they're trembling. That's the sattvic bhav. Now here it says they're stunned. So the romancha kampa ashuturanga bhajo. There's different, there's eight sattvic bhavas, and there's three different categories. Dipta, sudipta, all this. Intensities of expression. Like you can cry like, wah, wah, little cry. Or you can really cry. So then, like this. So like deep means light. And then, like deepavali means light, gilav. But sudipt means a very good light, or a very big light, or a very bright light. So it's called sudipta. Sudipta, sattvic bhavas. So they are called sudipta because when these bhavas accelerate and magnify and expand and deepen in quality, then they create an incredible tej, incredible light, and it radiates throughout the face and skin and everywhere. The whole body becomes brilliant. Dipti. Deep means light, fire. And as they progress, maybe first there's some hair standing on end. That's one of the beginning ones of sattvic bhav. Then there's trembling. And then there's crying. And then then later, there's the color may change. You get angry, or you get excited, or you get fearful, white or whatever. It's called pallor, P-A-L-L-O-R. There's a slight change in the hue, the complexion or hue, the skin tone, due to the emotional feelings of fear or wonder or elation or joy, different kind of shades and tones of the person's individual skin color. That's called vaivarnya. Varna means color. Krishna varnam trisa krishnam sangopangasya parishadam. So he's Krishna avarna. He came, Gauranga, Krishna came as Gauranga, but he's Krishna avarna, means he's not black. Krishna means black. We say Krishna varna, that means he came with a black varna. He says Krishna varna. It's in 11th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 5, verse 35 or so. I was describing, at least we take it that way, to indicate the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. So this, as they progress in these sattvic bhavas, then the vaivarnya, the change of color, then later there's something called stamba. Stamba means like Garuda stamba. You must have heard in Puri, Lord Chaitanya stayed by the Garuda stamba. Stamba means pillar, kamba, column. So it's frozen. You become frozen. Like we used to play a game when we were children called freeze tag. Freeze tag. I don't exactly remember how it was. But first we touch somebody, we tag them. Like there's 5, 7 boys, and then we say it's freeze tag. So then you touch him, and then everyone starts running around, and then the one who's touched, he tries to go touch somebody else. It's something like kabaddi, Indian game. So he's touched, and everyone's running away because if they get touched, then. But in the game, I mean, I don't really remember, it's been a long time. But it's something like, it's called freeze tag. There's different types of tag. So in freeze tag, the person's tagged, then he starts chasing everyone. Maybe you remember, I don't know. So then when the person, he touches someone, then the person has to freeze, which means, like, you know, in drama, sometimes they do. All the actors stop like this. Especially in these Aishwarya dramas, Ram Leela, Krishna Leela, Vishnu, Mahabharata, they don't move. They stumble. So this is the gopis. They hear the flute. They become immobilized, stunned. They can't walk. It's like frozen in place. Freeze tag. You stop. You're running like this, and someone touches you. You're running, and you're running away from the person. He touches you from behind. So as soon as he touches you, you have to go. Everybody sees the way you look like that, and they laugh. Something. You don't know. You don't have such a game. You didn't play. Well, young lady, girls are a little more subdued, maybe. And again, it's a long way from one country to another. So then how does it say? The doe-eyed women become stunned. It attracts them and increases the jubilation of their eyes. So the eyes expand. That's another anubhav. And utkantita bhav, you're very excited, very enthused, eager and anxious to meet someone. You don't look, oh, where's my friend? Is my friend coming? I'm really curious. I'm really anxious. You know, it's like, you ever see Prabhupada, well, maybe you've seen movies, when Prabhupada used to give lectures sometimes, his eyes would go like, the white of his eyes would become so big. It was like, so expressive and so attractive in the way he would speak. So this is actually one of the anubhavas. It follows the excitement of the heart. And you see when two lovers meet after a long time, they'll say, oh, hi, nice to see you. Oh, really, how are you doing? It's like, the eyes of the lady expand like flowers, and the man's eyes expand like flowers, and so shiny. And so the gopis, this is a symptom of the exciting, the udipan, or excitement of the heart, due to the influence of love. Krishna is inducing their love and awakening their love by his. All he did was play the flute. May that flute destroy all the impediments on the path of auspiciousness for everyone. Ya Shreyamsi Vamsi Rava. So this is one example of Udipan. And I mean, it's like in any way, if you take a glove gem and any side you bite it, it's sweet. So if your objective is to enjoy a sweet, then glove gem will work. No matter what direction you approach it. Any direction you approach it, or how much you take the whole thing at once, or a little piece, or slow, or fast, you'll experience sweetness. So this it's a class about Ujjala Nilamani, but this is about Krishna's Udipan. And now we're reading Govinda Lilamrita, and that's a whole other class for 40 minutes. it's almost like if you can imagine if... It happens sometimes too. I've seen it. I mean, we even did it sometimes. Sometimes someone's driving a motorcycle with the boys think of them. There's two guys driving a motorcycle. One guy bought a new one. It's a very big one. So sometimes they're riding their motorcycles and they change motorcycles while they're driving. it can be a little dangerous, but men like challenges. That's what sports are all about, and wars and all these things. They like a challenge. There's nothing more exciting to a man than an unfavorable woman or a resisting woman or a contrary woman. The conquering spirit is... If a man just winks at a woman, she's okay, I'm yours, then there's no excitement there. She says, oh, get lost, I don't like you, get lost. Then finally, after so many getting lost, then you get found. So Krishna's like this. So the flute will destroy the inauspiciousness for anyone who remembers Krishna's flute. So therefore, anything we're reading about Krishna is very anukulya for our love for Krishna and our attachment to Krishna. And this is, what else? There's more other quotes. 251. Let's see. Maybe I read that, I don't know. I read that, there's one more. 292. Many things here. 292. This is verse 4. This is Act 11, verse 4. Describes Udipan. Shinaramaniya taram tarani jan mohana madaripa ravam kusama sharasana Shasana Vandini Pikanikari Bhajabhavam. Bhajabhavam. Pikanikari Bhajabhavam. Shinu Ramaniya Taram Taruni Jana Mohana Madaripa Ravam. Kusama Sharasana Shasana Vandini Pikanikari Bhajabhavam. This is Gita Govinda that Krishna likes so much. He's so pleased with this that he listens to it every night. Like sometimes when people go to take rest, they want to listen to some soothing music. If you live in some city, they put on some sound of waves. They have flute sound or Tibetan bells or some type of very relaxing. And I know some friends, they do Reiki healing. And when they do the Reiki healing, they play a little music player with some very relaxing music to enhance the effect of their Reiki treatment. Kind of lull the patient into a sleepy mood. Have you ever done? So you know what I'm speaking about. Or maybe you've been done too. I was done too. So this is a beautiful verse. And it sounds like also like bumblebees. It says, listen to the delightful words of the bumblebees that bewilder the hearts of young women. Realize your own moods in the singing of the cuckoos who propagate the sweet odors of Kandarpa. This is one gopi encouraging Radharani on her abhisar to go meet Krishna. And as they're approaching the kunja, once you enter the forest, there's so many flowers and so many blossoming flowers in the trees. Generally, we think that small flowers that grow from the ground, like juhi or chameli or gulab or mogra, they're very fragrant, and that's where the real fragrance of flowers is found. But in Braj, many of the trees, of course, they're not much available, but many of the trees, very, very tall, big trees, they blossom with flowers. And the flowers are so sweet and so intoxicatingly sweet. I mean, they're huge trees. And there's no shade on the ground below the trees. And they can't, there's no flowers can grow down there. The flowers need a little sunshine. They say the flower is like the smiling of the sun. The blossoming flower is like the smiling of the sun. So the trees themselves, oh, they're clustered all together and choking out all the sun beams from reaching the surface of the earth, but they blossom. And different trees, I remember the flame tree and Java tree, different trees I was pointed out to when they were blossoming in different seasons, red, really bright red flower, like a bright sunrise or something, and different colored flowers. And sometimes we're just walking along through some Kadamba Kandi or somewhere on a Prikama, and you start smelling, wow, what is that? And all around you, there's all this sandy Brajaraj of Vrindavan. And to grow flowers, you need yellow earth, and most of the earth is salty and black. So you have to bring special earth from special parts of Vrindavan that are conducive, which we did here, which you'll have to do there. And we bought 150 trolleys of dirt to raise the land when it was only 300 rupees a trolley, or 200. Now it's 700. One times 125. Sell those bumper stickers. I love Vrindavan. Whatever. Korean paintings. Hello, sir, I'm an artist. You know, buy one. Cost me $300, I'll sell it to you for $1,000. You bought it for $3. You know, it's the scam kirtan. So, because they just, our landlord who sold us this land, he just filled a plot next to yours, and only on both sides, actually. I was thinking this would be a good time because it's, anyway, this is also a good time. When's that time? We don't know. Anyway, be like the Goswamis. Just plant one tree and put some little monkey jolly around in a tree, some straw, and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Bas. I mean, I lived here in Vrindavan for 15 years in 9 different places. And then 2 years it took to produce this place. It goes on. This is a very beautiful verse which we just read. Listen to the... So here, previous verse about Udipan, we heard it was primarily Krishna's flute and all the different anubhavas and sattvic bhavas and effects that Udipan of the vibhava aspect had on the heroines, the gopis. And here it's not Krishna's flute, it's not even directly Krishna, it's simply some bumblebees, Madhukara. Here they're called Madharipu, Mohana Madharipa Ravam, Tarani Jana Mohana Ripa Ravam. So the delightful words of the bumblebees, of course, Mohana, it says they bewilder the hearts, the Tarani, Ramaniya Taram, Tarani Jan. So Ramaniya means something very delightful, very charming, very beautiful. And when we say Ramaniya, Ramaniya Tarani, Tarani means a female body, a female. And Ramaniya means very beautiful, very, very beautiful and enchanting. So Mohana, their hearts become bewildered by this Madharipa Ravam. So Madharipu means one who collects madhu or honey. And Ravam means the sound, the word Ravam, R-A-V-A-M, Ravam. So this Sakhi is it's a riddle, actually. She's saying, listen to the words of the bumblebee. They're bewildering the hearts of the gopis, the Tarani. That's why it says Shrinu. First, the verb is in the beginning, and at the end is the words. Shrinu, then so many things. Shrinu, listen, then who listen? You, and who you are, and then what happens? Then what do you listen to is at the end. That's Sanskrit, Hindi, a little different. Madharipa Ravam. But Madharipam is also a name for Krishna. And Ravam is also the way the sound of Krishna's flute is described. So it can be one gopi saying, just listen to the delightful words of Krishna. As we heard yesterday from Vaino Gita, Madharaya. No, it's in Gopi Gita. Madharaya, but Valgaya, whatever it is. Anyway, it says your speech is so sweet and so attractive and seductive. So this is, on the outside level, because the verse is talking about Udipan, and that's what the commentators are saying. It says that to the bumblebees and the cuckoos, the bumblebees buzzing. It's compared to be the playing of the cartels of Rati. Rati means attachment, intense passion and love, attachment. And Kam means desire, love, lust. So Kamadeva is the Lord, Kamadeva or Kandarpa or Cupid. He's the Lord of lust, material attraction, man, woman, love. And he has a wife, and his wife is named Rati. And she plays some musical instruments called cartels. And then the husband, he plays, can't remember. Maybe a conch shell, I don't remember. Do you know? I don't know. So this is the combination of Kam and Rati. Because even philosophically, these are individual personalities of husband and wife. Mr. Kamadev and Miss Rati. But that Kam, when one becomes lusty and attached to someone, they become Rati, attached to someone, become mad after someone. So Kam and Rati go together. So the buzzing of the bumblebees, the coveys, the rasic coveys, they compare that to the playing of the cartels of Rati. So when the cartels of Rati plays, makes that sound of cartels, when the Krishna and Radharani, the lover and beloved, are enjoying the height of happiness in their amorous sports. So when Krishna or Radha or the gopis hear the buzzing of bumblebees, then they think, oh, this reminds us in the Kunja Leela and we're with Krishna. And then it says the cuckoos. It says here, realize your own moods. And it says, listen to the delightful words of the bumblebees. In other words, the buzzing of the bumblebees bewilders the hearts of the gopis. Then it says, realize your mood in the singing of the cuckoo, who's propagating the sweet odors of Kandarpa. So the cuckoo vibrates the fifth note. And the fifth note, as we mentioned yesterday, is the sound of the inarticulate cooing of a lady in the time of bliss and union with a man. So when the gopis, that's what the one gopi is very naughty. What the one gopi is saying, one gopi is inciting. She's trying to incite Radharani's passion for Krishna, transcendental passion, because she's running out there and she's, oh, listen to the bees and listen to those cuckoos. Mix the sound of that cuckoo's voice, ooh, ooh, like this, with your own mood. What is your mood? Your mood is Madhurya Ras. Your mood is Parakiya Bhav. That's your Bhav, your mood. It says, realize your own mood in the singing, who's actually propagating the orders of Kamdarpa. So the cuckoo is singing, so he's like, he's making an announcement. Listen, I go around with a rickshaw sometimes in Radhakund. Listen, everyone, there's a new movie in Mathura. It's called Pranavallava Falls in Love. And or whatever. So everyone, that's how they advertise. So now the Sakhi is saying the cuckoos are cooing, and they're actually in that song of the cuckoos, Kandarpa is giving you an order. He's giving you an order that you should enter the kunja with Kunja Bihari Krishna and enjoy and vibrate sounds at that precise time like this cuckoo. And therefore, you'll be carrying out the orders of Kandarpa. So this is an example, a few examples of Udipan from the Gita Govinda, because we're discussing Vibhava Lamban and Vibhava Udipan. And tomorrow, because now we have the second class, tomorrow we'll discuss the four types of lovers. Krishna manifests four types of heroic natures, mentalities and attitudes and different qualities. There's the peaceful lover, and there's the bold lover, and there's a proud lover, and there's a cheating lover. So many kinds of lovers, and you may want to dial a particular one. No, I don't want one like this. I want one like that. But Krishna has all flavors. He has, you know, 32 flavors, like some fancy ice cream parlor. So many flavors, not only vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry. So Krishna's loving personality, it comes in four varieties, and then there's even sub-varieties of that. So, like, you must have heard, Dear Lalita Nayak, and Dear Odata, and Dear Odata, and Dear Prashant. So when you read one and the other, you say, like a lady or a gopi might hear and say, oh, I like this kind of lover. He's faithful. He's faithful, and he's what, like this this one. This is Dear Odata. Anyone will hear that tomorrow, because we have to have the other class, Radharasa Nidhi. I mean, it's actually, we're just talking about Radha and Krishna here. And we'll close this book and open this book and talk about Radha and Krishna. But this book is basically the textbook for the science. This is the science of medicine, and this is how you do open heart surgery. Right? One is the practical. This is the theoretical knowledge. The theoretical and practical. How to make the incision on the chest cavity, and how to cut the ribs, and you know, that's. But then, you know, circulation, and blood systems, and physiology, and all these things are the textbooks for the medicine and the dictionary. And you have to memorize all these medical terms and all these things. So that's the foundation, and then everything moves. So we're getting a foundation, and Radharasa Nidhi is Leela. It's just a Leela, so it's a very nice combination. Because Leela is founded upon and grows and thrives upon the foundation of Tattva. So this is called Rasa Tattva, Prema Tattva, Sakhi Tattva, Bhagavat Tattva, Shakti Tattva. You know, you can get the book, Shlokamrita, has a chapter on Shakti Tattva. So this Ujjala Nilamani, Tattva means the substance, the truth, the fundamental reality and facts of Ras, the truth of Ras, and all the ingredients and all the definitions and explaining of all what is the difference between Vibhav and Sanchari Bhav and Sanchari Bhav and Sattvic Bhav, and how do they arise and where do they arise. So all these amazing things are going on because Krishna and Radharani and the gopis are most dynamic and most variegated. All the words that they use to describe their personality, like Chitra and Vichitra. And most human beings are quite flat and quite ordinary and quite robotic. Everyone's following the one in front of them. and marching in the same way and speaking in the same way and working in the same way and thinking the same way and consuming and buying in the same way. And every once in a while there's an iconoclast, or there's an individualist, or a trendsetter, or inventor, revolutionary. So they're dancing to the tune of a different drum. They express everything differently and see everything differently. So those are the exceptional ladies and exceptional men. But most people are just like clones. Millions and millions of people are all doing, thinking the same, exactly the same way, desiring exactly the same way, and acting in the same way, and it's called samsara. And even amongst the samsarikas that are trapped in a cycle of birth and death, there's some really extraordinary individuals. They stand out in the crowd. So Radha and Krishna, they stand out in the crowd. And the gopis, they're superlative, that in every category they're astounding. So that, because they have such a multifaceted and multidimensional, multifaceted and multidimensional character and personality, it takes 1,000 pages to try to explain how they tick, how they feel, how they think, how they move, how they respond. What are Krishna's responses to Radharani? And to write a book about an average man or woman's life and their emotional spread, you could say, or emotional spectrum, and their emotional involvements, it would probably be 4 or 5 pages. It's pretty small. A pretty small description. Happy, sad, angry, glad. This dear Lalita, dear Anayak. It's totally exciting.